This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A judge in Mesa County agreed to revoke the bond of Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters and issued an arrest warrant Thursday, CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Peters was indicted on 10 counts on allegations she helped facilitate a security breach of her county's voting machines. A judge had said she was not allowed to leave the state. Now Peters' lawyer is taking the blame for failing to notify the court of her travel plans to go to Nevada or to tell Peters she had to stay in Colorado. A hearing is scheduled for later Friday. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A rise in crime across the country is the target of a new bill from Colorado Senator Michael Bennett. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports it would expand on programs already in Colorado.
Bennett's Smart Community Policing Bill would provide money for communities to send social workers and other support professionals to some low-level 911 calls instead of police. It's based on the success of similar programs in more than 20 communities across Colorado.
So they send the right responder depending on what the problem actually is. And that lets law enforcement focus on violent crime and lets other responders with the right training deal with lower risk situations.
Bennett is up for re-election this fall. His opponent, Joe O'Day, has been campaigning on combating the rise in crime. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Close to 200,000 customers with Colorado Springs Utilities may have had personal information stolen last month. The utility says that did not include Social Security and credit card numbers, but it could include people's names, home addresses, phone numbers, and email. Customers who were affected can expect a letter from the utility. A shelter for homeless families in Colorado Springs is closing. Donations to the New Promise Family Shelter are down $150,000 compared to last year. The space opened in 2020, and they're hoping to move part of the operation to a smaller location. Colorado weather has the chance for rain and heavy rain in the mountains through this afternoon and this evening. This is CPR News.